Ajit Pai is the chair of the Federal Communications Commission, and it was just, it was 6 days ago.
First investigations that the FCC kicked off after adopting these heavy-handed rules was taking action to investigate free data offerings. I mean, that's exactly the wrong thing, I think, for the government to be doing, to be taking business models preemptively off the shelf and saying that, no, we are going to deny consumers the benefits of these offerings.
Well, you know, that was as he was changing the rules. Well, he, not just he, but the FCC, 3-2, the vote to take away or change the net neutrality that had been put in place under President Barack Obama. To discuss it, we have Michael Berg with us, a founder of the Denver-based firm Berg, Simpson, Eldridge, Hirsch, and Jardine. He tweets at Berg Simpson and joins us. Michael Berg, thank you for being on POTUS today.
Thanks for having me.
So what did the law do? What did he change? What overnight made it so Americans are going to be screaming into the night?
Well, there's really multiple tiers of problems. First of all, pay-to-play, which means those billionaires or giant corporations will have the ability to speed up or slow down information based on them paying additional money. What's really scary, though, is they then may be able to halt certain news. And so right now, most of our Americans get their news through the Internet, and they're going to have an ability to control what kind of news we're going to see on the Internet. So, to
in other words, people who pay for it will have a easier access to delivering news. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, as well as entertainment.
So this is something that could happen. This is a scenario that's possible. Why has it not happened in the past? And is there any? Would there be any way to stop it if it did happen?
Well, the answer to number one, it didn't happen in the past because the rules that were put in the Obama administration were put in because people were no longer reading newspapers and watching television to get their news, and they put it in there so there'd be net neutrality, so there would not be ability to pay for play.
But that was only 2 years ago, right?
That's correct, as you know, more and more people are getting their news from the Internet, millennials, even older people. And so that was one of the reasons why they put it in place. What can you do about it? You can talk to your congressman here in Colorado. Both Republicans and Democrats are upset with the change. And I think Congress obviously can overrule the change. And everyone needs to, you know, basically talk to their congressman to get the change back to where it was so we have net neutrality.
How would you be able to tell if it's happening? In other words, how would a typical consumer getting online be able to say, hey, I am not getting this anymore, or it's costing me more to get that, or something seems really slow? How would you actually know?
First of all, it's going to be a slow process. And so many, many consumers will not know because they're not going to be getting the news, or the other news is going to be slowed up. You know, obviously there's going to be a fight between whether it's Netflix or other delivery of entertainment as to who gets the priority. But that's kind of, for me, the side issue. I'm there trying to make sure consumers are getting all the news and getting accurate news. And so it's a good question because you're not going to know, and you're not going to know for a while because you're not going to be getting the other side, or the other side is going to be slowed down.
Michael, how is it different from, say, paying to get faster service when you're going through the lines at the airport? You pay the TSA, which is a government agency. You can go a little bit faster. How is it different from something like that, or paying for overnight delivery of postal service?
Well, those are things you're paying for to speed up your service. Here, you're going to have corporations, giant corporations, billion, trillion-dollar corporations, who are going to be able to use their influence, unlike those kind of examples you gave, to basically stop people from getting other, because they can, by paying more, halt the other news and create their own news. And that's why it's so different. It's one thing just to pay an extra $100 to go through a line to get faster. Here you're talking about millions and millions and million dollars are going to be paid, and you're going to have that ability to influence the public based on your paying for that influence.
Does it open up the possibility of providers saying, look, we're going to guarantee that won't happen? If it's happening with your provider, we'll make sure it doesn't happen with us, and then offer themselves as an alternative?
Certainly that's possible, but unfortunately, in today's world, money talks. And so there may be providers that will do that. We really don't know. We're going into, you know, new waters here. But I'm concerned about it because of what the potential effect could be. You're absolutely right. We may have people standing up to it and saying, we're not going to do that. But, you know, I don't mean to be negative about it, but if people are going to be or corporations are going to be paying millions of dollars, I don't see that happening.
It seems to me, and since you're an attorney and I'm not, this seems to me one at the crux of this is that the critics of the rule as it existed under President Obama, who are happy that Ajit Pai and the FCC changed it, are saying that, look, this was a rule that was put in place as a preemptive move to see that something didn't happen. It wasn't in response to a violation. And you think about things like freedom of speech and you say, okay, you can't preempt speech because you think it's going to be bad. And I wonder if this is just going to have to play itself out so we understand the true effects of this kind of a regulation change.
Well, you know, I think you make a good point, but here's the problem. Once it happens, it may be too late. And right now, we have so many people not knowing what are the true facts. What are the information I'm getting? Is it real? Is it not? And you're right. We're going to have to play it out. But the worry is that by the time it gets played out, the propaganda or the influence will already take place. And then people will not even know it, that the information they're getting is slanted or not even true.
I guess one of the reasons I think this is because I know that when the original breakup of the phone company was ordered by a judge, there was a sense, though, the world's going to come to an end. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the days when you actually used to have to go buy your phone from the phone company. And, you know, this was going to make things miserable. And I'm not so sure it turned out so badly after all, but I don't know for sure if it would have been better to stay the old way. And so I guess that's what I'm wondering is sometimes we have the government telling us it's going to be one way and other opportunities come up. And it just sometimes it mystifies me how we move forward on these issues.
Well, you know, you make a good point. I'm old enough to remember those times, too. But the thing that scares me is where we are today, where fake news, people are telling people that this is what truth is. And so to me, we're on a precipice that if we're wrong, if in fact this does create a situation where the very wealthy and the giant corporations can control the internet and the news, we may go over the precipice.
But didn't that happen with the phone company? In other words, it was like they're getting too big, so we got to take them down. The federal government did that. Now, there was an antitrust suit against Microsoft. I mean, it seems to me there is, maybe not always, but there seems to me there's usually redress for ills.
But the problem, when you're talking about breaking up the phone companies, the biggest potential problem was going to be that they had a monopoly and they were going to control the amount of money people paid for the service. They couldn't control data and news. This is different. This is the ability to control what people are going to be seeing and what they're going to be reading based on the slant or the influence that's being bought. And to me, that's different from those other examples you have given.
Maybe it'll bring back newspapers.
I wish people would read newspapers.
That's how we're going to be online anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Well, who knows? We'll have to see. Hey, it's a fascinating area. Michael Berg, thank you for joining us. Glad we could hook up today.
Thank you for having me on.
That is Michael Berg. He's a founder of the Denver-based law firm of Berg, Simpson, Eldridge, Hirsch, and Jardine. Net neutrality, what it means for you. The rule has been changed. Let us go forth into the future and see what happens. He is tweeting at Berg Simpson, B-U-R-G Simpson.